I will not mention you when the reckoning comes. When he asks me why you loved, I'll say, oh, 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 oh.
That's the song It Will Be Quiet by Ethiopian-born musician Maclete Hedero. She moved away from Ethiopia when she was a toddler, but now performs there regularly. And her music has received critical acclaim here in the U.S., where she now lives. It's been described as New York jazz with West Coast folk and African flourishes. And the San Francisco Chronicle calls her an artistic giant. Maclete Hedero joins us from KALW Radio in San Francisco. Maclete, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Maclete, you live in San Francisco now, and your music is influenced by American jazz and folk. But we understand that when you perform in Ethiopia, you sometimes get pressure to perform more traditional music.
Well, you know, I think it's really all about representation. People really like to see themselves reflected in public images. And so Ethiopians will come up to me after shows, and there's a really mixed bag. Some people come up to me and they say, you know, we feel like you're representing us in a way we've never been represented before, and keep doing what you're doing, and we're proud of you. Others say, Maclete, you know, that's a sort of term of endearment. Maclete, please sing more songs in Amharic. I would love to hear this song in your voice. And again, it's just about wanting to see themselves represented. And then other Ethiopians, for example, I had the wonderful pleasure of spending some time with Mulatu Estatke, the godfather of Ethio jazz, during this last trip to Ethiopia. And what he said to me was, you keep innovating. Make your sound. What's your sound? Maybe you're still developing it. Maybe you don't know what it is yet, but it's made of many things, and you keep innovating.
You mentioned Amharic. You're talking about the dominant language, the primary language in Ethiopia. Is that right?
That's right.
Are you fluent in it?
I'm not fluent in Amharic. It was my first language, but in the early 80s, when we came to the United States, my family and I lived in Iowa, and that was when my sister and I actually both really lost the language. As an adult, I've studied it more, and I just got a new amazing iPhone app for Amharic learners.
Oh, did you really?
Which is blowing my mind. It's like the best thing.
When you sing in Ethiopia, do you sing in English?
I do sing in English, and I sing in Amharic too. You know, the songs I sing in Amharic definitely get the people going, you know, because they're also traditional songs, so they're songs that people know. Sometimes I'll do the songs and I'll rearrange them. For example, we do a folk song called Kamakam, which is a love song that's loosely translated as I like your afro. And but we do a totally different version than the traditional version, but still people love to hear Amharic. Kamakam yinebet kulkulet. Kamakam kolil velegeba.
You were a political science student at Yale. Why did you turn to music?
Always since I was such a young person, even 3 and 4 years old, I always wanted to be a singer. When I got to San Francisco, I found a community of artists. I dove into music full time, and it became my life.
There's a piece I understand that you want to play for us right now. I think it's Leaving Soon.
I would love to. He strummed the guitar light, the way he stroked my back, cause he's shy. Sometimes I ask him to dance, but oh, he won't dance. No, he don't know he's beautiful. He pulled back the veil and showed the color of his hands. So blue, so blue, so blue, so blue. But yes, I know you're leaving soon. Well, baby, no, don't come so close. You're leaving soon. Baby, no, don't come so close. You're leaving soon. Well, your eyebrows, they are softly like branches toward the water. In your fingertips, they remind me all of the moon. Well, time, it passes quickly. Been years and years, I am glad you are leaving. Oh, oh, whoa, oh, 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 oh.
MacLeet, your website lets visitors hear that song. And I listened to that earlier. And there were parts of that song where your voice was doing such interesting things that I thought it was being electronically manipulated. But I don't think it was.
No. There's no auto-tune on my album.
You do have this quite incredible range, I think, in terms of what you can do with your voice.
You know, sometimes people ask me who my biggest influences are, and it's definitely people that I love, that I've heard on the radio, but my very biggest influences have been my voice teachers, the people who taught me to use my vocal instrument and what the capacities and the range and what the ability of your body to be your instrument really means.
There's a line in that song where you're talking about the parts of the body of the person you love, I assume. There's a reference to fingertips. And then there's this reference that's what I don't think I've ever heard referenced before, which is eyebrows, to be attracted to someone's eyebrows. Why those?
Well, the line is, your eyebrows, they arch softly like branches toward the water. And what it is this way of the small things. You find beauty in these extremely small places and details that may mean nothing to a passerby, but that become some great symbol to you through what your love is.
I want to ask you again about your decision to make a living as a musician, because you're the child of immigrants. Did your parents have any issue with you choosing a professional route in which stability and money often don't come with it?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I can't really blame them. They're both physicians also and immigrants. We come to this country to have a better economic life. And so to choose a life that has, you know, a lot of instability is, I think, first of all, just a big shock. But as I've progressed in music, my parents have become my biggest supporters. I was in Boston a couple of weeks ago, and my dad listened to the whole show through the phone. You know, and he'll come to my shows and give me standing ovations after every song. It's very cute. And I think what extends from that also is the great support of Ethiopian Americans and the East African diaspora in general. There's just been an incredible support. After shows, the way that the front row is always filled with East Africans, and they come to me and they give me such warm hugs, and they look at me with this light in their eyes, and just it's a kind of feeling of family everywhere. That's just a wonderful experience for touring.
You have a song called Soleil Soleil. Let's listen to that one also.
Soleil, soleil, so, so, soleil, so, so, soleil, soleil. I've been dreaming, dreaming of the sun.
I believe you've performed that song in Ethiopia, even though the lyrics are mostly in English, like many of your songs. Does that mean you're often singing to an audience that doesn't understand what the words mean, but does understand that they're hearing a beautiful song?
Yes, it is. And isn't that interesting? Because it's the same with the when I sing in Amharic in the United States. The people don't know what I'm saying, but it becomes reduced to what you communicate with the sound. Because music really is all about transmitting a feeling. And the deeper you can go into the feeling, the more is communicated. And as long as you can connect to the feeling of a song, you can communicate its meaning.
That's musician MacLeet Hedero, who recently came back from a trip to her birth country of Ethiopia. MacLeet Hedero, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll leave you with MacLeet Hedero's cover of the traditional Ethiopian song, Abe Mado. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.